Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Young hippie at the time. I loved Tyrannosaurus Rex. That was their final single as Tyrannosaurus Rex, released this week, the 16th of January 1970 on Regal Xenophone Records. We began with Creepy John Thomas, Moon and Eyes song on RCA. Yes, this is the programme where you hear tunes that you may never have heard before, even though they were released 50 years ago. Issue number 312 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. 71 singles this particular week. And yeah, Tyrannosaurus Rex, it would be exactly 9 months later, the 16th of October, that they would release Ride a White Swan. Then it all changed for them as T-Rex. However, a tune, the A-side of the Creepy John Thomas tune is called Ride a Rainbow. Isn't that fortuitous and coincidental? RCA Records again. Very quiet start.
We'll be right back.
excuse me, there's a better day a-coming, crazy elephant. Oh, it's subtitled in brackets, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Prior to that, it was Creepy John Thomas, Ride a Rainbow. When I said fortuitously and coincidental, I was referring to the fact that the next Tyrannosaurus Rex single would actually be T-Rex and Ride a White Swan. And Creepy John Thomas turned out that tune called Ride a Rainbow. This is the month, January 1970, when Radio North Sea, or Nordsee International, were doing their test transmissions, something I will never forget, cycling around the environs of my hometown of Peterborough with my transistor radio. I've put a picture of myself with that transistor radio. I look rather young. It was 1967 when I was 12 years old that that picture was taken. You can see that on Facebook. If I get round to it, I'll put it on today's playlist page. But it's at Facebook. Facebook, chris.bent.319. It is my identity. So yes, 50 years ago in January 1970, RNI, Radio North Sea, Chicken Shack. This was a tune I remember them playing a lot. Maudy also played a B-side, Andalusian Blues. It's on Blue Horizon Records.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thank you.
Joined me on my weekly trip down the time tunnel this week to 16th of January 1970 when Chicken Shack released their single Maudy and Andalusian Blues on the other side. That was the Chads with Dearest Belinda on Trend Records. TNT 50 was the catalogue number. There were 71 singles released this particular week, another one of which on the stateside Dunhill label, The Balloon Corps and Muddy Water.
I heard someone crying in the street. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
I guess it was indicative of the kind of sound we would be hearing from 1970 onwards. The Balloon Corps, Muddy Water, with Make It Right on the B-side on Stateside Dunhill. I record this programme in what I call longhand. I handwrite down the track listing. It is, of course, based on the new singles list, which I use, first of all, to track down all the tunes we need for the programme. That takes a good 2 or 3 hours to find them all. And then I compile it as we do the programme live. There's no voice tracking. If you know what voice tracking is, that is where you get all your files and you just put them in a sequence, and I record all my talky bits, and then someone joins it all up and puts the talky bits in the wrong place. That's what seems to happen whenever I've got involved in voice tracking. So no, it's all normal. It's all as live. Well, it can only be that way, you're thinking, because there's so many mistakes I make. Arlo Guthrie next, Alice's Rock and Roll Restaurant. Now, a lot of people are familiar with the 18-minute version of this from the album, and if you're a keen Watery Wireless fan, Offshore Radio from the past, then no doubt you've heard the long version. But it seems that quite a few people aren't aware that there was a single made of this on the Reprise record label. It's one that I brought from my favourite shop in 1970, As I usually say, about 3 to 6 months later, when there was no chance of it going into the charts or selling at the full price, it would be 2 shillings and 6 pence or 10 for a pound. So yes, Arlo Guthrie, the 4 minute 43 version of Alice's Rock and Roll Restaurant. Yeah. Yes, you can get anything that you want at Alice's restaurant. Alice's Rock and Roll Restaurant, Reprise Records, Arlo Guthrie. It was a particularly good single, released on the 16th of January 1970. The Other Side, coming in from London, from over the pool, flying in a big airliner, coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. I'm guessing that is keys, kilograms of substances. Don't touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Yeah, I've flown into LA, coming into Los Angeles, but I guess I was only bringing in perhaps some pork pies or some tin tomatoes that weren't salted. They do things rather strange over in North America.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner. Chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. When we lived in Canada and we flew back to the UK, and that's when you realise what you're missing when you're away for 3, 4, 5 years or so. There are certain things that you miss, so you pack them carefully in your luggage. It could be stuff that needs freezing. I'm not talking about anything naughty like drugs or anything. But it's things that you could find. They're not just confiscated, but you could be prosecuted for taking them back. Simple things, my friend. So one time we flew back to Halifax in Nova Scotia, and although we'd been completely checked out at security in Heathrow, the plane was diverted off route and landed in St. John's, Newfoundland. And all the bags had to come off there because that was the first port of entry, as it were, in Canada. So everything had to go through security. And they checked our bags. and they swabbed our bags, and they asked us, they called us over the tannoy as well to come and stand with our bags, and our big cases were taken off the aeroplane, all on a couple of trolleys. We were taken to a big machine. We watched as our flight took off without us on it. And I thought, oh my goodness, what are they going to make of it? It could have been a pork pie. It could have been some tinned tomatoes, or something that we particularly wanted, and we couldn't get it over there. And they swabbed things again and asked questions like, have you been to a beach near some cliffs? Have you been to a quarry? I thought, no, we'd be nowhere like that at all. Anyway, they swabbed again, and in the end, having asked us to empty our bags completely so they could see what we had, they waved us on our way, and we had to wait for another flight. And then it dawned upon me, and I asked the security guy, while I'd been back, I went to see Mark Dezzani of Radio Caroline and Riviera Radio, and he'd picked me up at Nice Airport. Well, he hadn't. He'd met me there, and his friend, who worked for the Italian Navy, had picked us up, and I recalled the story where he said sometimes he carries warheads in the back of his car. So I guess my luggage had rubbed against these warheads, and they were picking up explosives. I guess they thought they'd hit the jackpot with us at St. John's, Newfoundland, but sadly, no, the only thing they could possibly have done us for was the frozen food. But even the tin full of frozen food was packed in a Quality Street or a Rosie's tin, and it was sellotaped up. And I said, oh, my mum's put those chocolates in and frozen them for us. They put it through the machine, and they were just about to rip that open. I thought, oh, my goodness. When his colleague said, no, it's exactly what he says it is, and they left it sealed up. This is Neil Young and Sugar Mountain, the B-side of Oh Lonesome Me, which we will play on Reprise Records. And Sugar Mountain was released about five different times as a B-side. Heart of Gold, Cinnamon Girl, The Loner, Long May You Run. Let's have a look. Looking for Love. And of course, Oh Lonesome Me. It's no wonder I'm lonesome, you are saying to yourself.
Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Thank you. girl just down the aisle. Oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. Can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too. Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Five-minute B-side from Neil Young, Sugar Mountain, and just a short epilogue to my mammoth story about customs men. Please don't look in my bag. We used to also smuggle in, well, it wasn't smuggling, I'm sure it was legal because they did see them, Heinz baked beans. Now, yes, they do have Heinz baked beans in Canada, but they are a sort of a dark brown colour, not the orange that we have in the United Kingdom, and they do taste different. And the other thing was Bramley apples to make apple pie with. Now, it was illegal to take an apple in with you, but if you pureed the apple around your mother's house whilst you were back in the United Kingdom, then you could take the puree in a plastic bag, and that is what we did. See, public service, public information, should you decide to emigrate to another country, you write to me, Chris B, and I'll tell you what you can and can't take. This is the A side of the Neil Young song, Oh Lonesome Me. I wonder why.
Everybody having fun, I'm a fool for staying home. having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, some way that I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past, find someone new. I've thought of out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms, but I still love her so. And brother, don't you know I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. There must be some way that I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about my past, find someone new. I can't get over how she set me free.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
You've been listening to an hour of those new releases, the new singles on sale from the 16th of January 1970. You'll be hearing them in the next hour, most probably, as well, depending where and when you are listening. That was both sides of Neil Young's single, Oh Lonesome Me and Sugar Mountain. And now on Elektra Records, David Ackles and Subway to the Country.
Coney Island's not a place to look for starfish, or to find yourself a 15-color stone that you can carry in your pockets till you're grown. Ah, there just aren't any subways to the country. But your daddy, he's gonna try. If I ever get $3 together, I'm gonna buy tickets on a train, and I'll show you the rain. I will carry you through clean-smelling rain, one boy to a shoulder,
Hey, we better go quick before we get older. Central Park is not a place to watch the sunrise or to look for redskin writings in a cave or even find the kind of frogs you like to save. Hey, I wish we had a subway to the country. New York City is a town too big for children, where there's so much dirt they think that snow is gray, and you have to watch their childhoods waste away. Hey, I've got to find a subway to the country or anywhere. Your daddy, he's gonna try. If I ever get $3 together, I'm gonna buy 3 tickets on a train, and I'll show you. I will carry you through clean green meadows smelling rain. One sun to a shoulder. Hey, we better go quick. We're getting older.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.